We, the invited guests, often dab our eyes when we hear a couple make promises during a wedding ceremony. Standard language is to love, honor, and cherish. But it's the stuff that the lawyers hear before the ceremony that gives a fuller dimension to the relationship and would cause us perhaps to put away the hankies. Stuff like promises not to nag, promises to give back rubs of at least 5 minutes in duration, that sort of thing. There came word a few days ago that a couple from Florida had made such promises and more in their prenuptial agreement. She would cook breakfast at least 3 times a week. He would not wake her on her off days. She would pay a fine if she used profanity. He would pay a fine if he complained about her spending. Let's call the whole thing off. A prenuptial agreement is a contract created and signed before the wedding ceremony. It usually contains language concerning an assets division should the couple divorce. And anything related to money is the sort of thing that courts will usually uphold unless the court finds that the contract is unconscionable because it grossly favors one party over the other, like the reported cases where the wives-to-be don't speak English and sign the prenuptial agreement anyway, agreeing to no financial support upon divorce even though they have no money and no career. But while courts are fine with money matters, they don't like to meddle in affairs of the heart. This means that no matter what the parties agree to about belly aching, back rubs, or breakfast, they can't count on a court to uphold any penalties for such actions. And this attitude covers not only prenups, but postnups, too. Take the case from Washington, D.C., decided only 6 years ago, where the wife agreed during the marriage to certain behaviors, like never questioning her husband in public, remaining spontaneous in their relationship, treating his friends with the utmost respect always, and carrying out all his requests in a timely fashion. If she failed to live up to these promises, he got the house, the kids, the money. One judge called that agreement one of absolute male domination, which gives you an idea about how fast they rejected it. Most marriage contracts that contemplate actions outside financial matters aren't as shocking as that one, but courts still mostly reject them. Like the case where the wife promised that she would take nothing from the marriage if he agreed to adopt a child he didn't want. Or the case where the couple agreed that any child born during the marriage would go with the parent of the same gender should the couple divorce. Or the many cases in which the wife promises not to divorce the husband ever, even when he's an inmate doing hard time. The courts in those cases reject the agreements mostly on public policy grounds, finding that it wouldn't be good for society should a court enforce such promises. But there's no guarantee that every judge will reject every clause of every contract. After all, it used to be that courts rejected all prenuptial agreements that contemplated dissolution of the marriage for any reason other than death. Prenups, courts found, encouraged divorce, and our strong public policy favored marriage. We've come a long way. Sort of. I'm Amy Guida.